Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 128 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Today, we have a question from Claudio. But before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is 99designs.com. 99designs is the largest online marketplace for graphic design with over 310,000. That's 310,000 registered designers from all over the world who will compete to give you the best design possible. If you need graphics done, submit your job. Designers will compete to have you vote that theirs is the best, and then they get paid if they win. It's an amazing, really fast, exciting way to get better logos, better web page designs, better landing pages, better t-shirt designs, better all that stuff. Great quality work based on you and your choice. All you have to do is go to 99designs.com/pat and you'll get a $99 power pack of services for free today. Now, let's get to today's question from Claudio.
What's up, Pat? I just started a podcast called Summer in Brazil, which has to do with the World Cup. But today my question was about an email list. I know you said that one of your biggest regrets was not starting an email list earlier. But if I only have an email list of about like 10 people, and I'm not getting a lot of traffic yet, is it really worth it to put in that time to email those folks, even though it's such a small number? Or should I just wait until I've got a bigger audience? Thanks. Thanks for everything you've done, and hope to hear from you.
Claudio, thank you so much for this question, and this is probably one of the most common questions I get. Is it worth starting a newsletter, building an email list right at the beginning, or should you wait until you have at least a few people coming to your site, visitors, increasing the number of traffic to your site? 100% yes. Yes, you should absolutely be starting your email list right from the beginning. I've mentioned it time and time again. One of the biggest mistakes I made was not starting to build an email list right from the beginning. I mean, not only is it a great way to look like a professional site. I mean, you don't want people who come to your site the first time to immediately think, wow, there's not really much here. There's not much value that this person can provide. No. You want to give as much value as you can, and a great way to provide value to your visitors, whether your blog is brand new or your blog has been around for a while, is to have people join an email list and provide value and connect with them in that way. A couple of important notes here, actually three things I want to mention. One is the cost. A lot of people worry about the cost of starting an email list right at the beginning. Well, the cost is actually proportional to your list size. Now, when you start out, you're going to have to pay a little bit of a fee, but you know, I'm paying hundreds of dollars a month to AWeber, and there's a lot of great other email service providers out there. You know, in addition to AWeber, there's MailChimp, there's Constant Contact, there's iContact, a number of other ones as well. I use AWeber, and I recommend AWeber. If you want to go through AWeber and you don't yet have an email list, go to askpat.com/AWeber, and you'll get hooked up there. But anyway, When you first start out, there's a little bit of a fee, and I'm paying hundreds of dollars a month, but you won't have to because your list size is small. So that's great. You don't have to worry too much about cost, and it is worth building that list up front because, number two, you will make real connections deeper connections with your audience than if they were just regular readers of your site. You know, you want to know exactly who's reading your site, and those who have chosen to tell you that they want more from you. You want to know who those people are. And when you're just starting out, that's the advantage that you have. You have the advantage of being able to pay more attention to everybody who subscribes to your list. So, Claudio, you mentioned you have 10 visitors a day, I think you said, or around 10 visitors a day. Even if it's 10 visitors a week, let's say it's 10 visitors a week, which isn't very much, but it is a great start, you know, especially if you're within the first few weeks of blogging. I mean, when you first set up a blog, only you and maybe your mom or some friends or roommates or whatever would know about it. So imagine 40 people in a month coming over to your house and saying, yeah, I want to know what you have to say. That's a significant amount of people, 40 different people in a month, you know, 10 per week. So don't discount those 10 readers that you have. And when you can understand who those readers are by allowing them to subscribe to your email list for more information from you, you know that those are warm/hot people who are on your site. Not hot like physically, but hot as in they want more from you. And that's your opportunity, especially at the beginning. Like I said before, your advantage at the beginning is you have the ability to reach out to all of those subscribers and ask them, you know, what is it that you're struggling with? Why did you want more information from me? What of value did I have to provide to you? What did you like about what I had to say? Those are things that you should absolutely be understanding right from the beginning so that you can do more of that. So you're not blindly just driving your car of a blog just in whichever direction you feel like it, but it is based off of some type of feedback from people who are a part of your target audience. And the only way, the best way to do that is through email because it's still a very personal way to make these real connections with people. You can also get great feedback for the future of your site and direction on what to write about. And they're going to feel like they get special treatment because they're probably reading other sites too. And it's doubtful that a lot of those other sites, especially sites that have been around for a while, are paying that much attention to them. So these people who you connect with at the beginning, these X number of subscribers right at the top of the life of your blog, they're going to feel special. They're gonna become the raving fans that will support you, that will always share your stuff because they're getting that special treatment from you that they can't get anywhere else. And thirdly and finally, you know, building your email list can exponentially grow your blog, can increase traffic to your site, especially when you're first starting out. When you come out with a new blog post, you want to mention that there's a new blog post to all of your email subscribers. So what happens is people on your list who have given you permission to send them more information, more great information and great content and great value that you have to provide to them, you know, you send that link to all of them who have subscribed and they go to your site, you know, it's right there in their inbox. A lot of people check their email first thing in the morning or at all times. Whenever an email comes in, they can't not read it because it might be important. So again, they've given you permission to do that. So you send them this link, they go to your site, that counts as traffic, right? But more importantly than that, these people are likely going to be sharing that content. They've given you that permission. They've told you that they love your stuff. And if they love it enough and you give them permission to and even ask them, give them a call to action to share that content, they're going to share it. So what happens? Their followers, their fans, however many there are, will come to your site. You know, if it's something relevant to what they have to do or something going on in their life, and those people will subscribe, you know, a certain percentage will subscribe to your email list. And then the next time you come out with a blog post, you have more email subscribers to send that link to for that new blog post that you came out with or that new piece of content. And then more people who are potentially going to share it, which means more people likely coming to your site, which means more people likely subscribing to your email list, so on and so forth. And so that email list is a key, crucial component of the growth of your site. So don't discount the fact that you're just starting out. It is not a waste. It is a waste if you don't start your email list. I guarantee that if I started my email list right from the beginning and I used it in a very smart way, that my blog would be much bigger today that I would have much more momentum right out of the gate than I did. It took about a year and a half to really gain some momentum with a Smart Passive Income blog and even a number of my other blogs as well. But if I use those email lists wisely, by first collecting those emails and then sending emails out to my audience and also getting feedback and gathering information from my target audience, I would be that much more ahead. So Claudio, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for asking it, because I know a lot of people have that same question on their mind. And Ask Pat T-shirt is headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there from that webpage. And of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, 99designs.com. Again, the largest online marketplace for graphic design. I've used it several times in the past for different website designs, for a lot of logo designs for different niche sites. And it's just a lot of fun, actually. The ability to give a description of what you want and have different kinds of people with different styles and different experiences all submit their designs, and you get to pick the one that you like best and even help change and modify that one, and have your friends and family vote on their favorites too. It's huge. I mean, imagine getting some of your audience to vote on what the ebook cover of your next ebook should be. I mean, it's awesome. So again, that URL one more time for your free $99 power pack of services. Go to 99designs.com/Pat. Thanks so much. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote is from another unknown person. There's so many unknown quotes out there. I wish we could always give credit to those who said it. There's a lot of brilliant phrases and quotes out there, but actually a lot of them are unknown, like this one. If you do what you need, you're surviving. If you do what you want, you're living. Live a happy life, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.